This is Jim Rau, your host, Gather the Outcast Radio Ministry. Great to be with you this morning. Great to have you in that listening audience. We come to you each and every Sunday morning, 8:05 a.m. for 55 full minutes. First half of the hour, teaching from God's Word. The last half of the hour, we're going to bring you some great contemporary Christian and gospel music. And so we say welcome to each and every one of you, especially if you've tuned in this morning for the first time. We say welcome to you, and we invite you to come back each and every Sunday morning and make this a regular stop on your Sunday morning schedule. For those of you who've been faithful listeners for many weeks, months, and years now, we say welcome to you as well, and we're grateful to you, grateful for being a faithful listener, and also for those of you who have helped contribute to pay for this radio airtime. We say thank you to you, and we're grateful to you. If you'd like to partner with this ministry, there's a couple of ways you may do so. Gather the Outcast is a ministry dedicated to the sole purpose of bringing the outcasts into the kingdom, those who don't know Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, to bring them into the kingdom, that they should know salvation and repentance and come to a saving grace and a saving knowledge of Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. And so for that purpose we exist, for that purpose we come to you on the radio, and also we go into the prison, three services a week in the prison now, and we also conduct church revivals. Those of you who've been listening to this broadcast for several weeks or months now know that we're making plans to go to Africa again this year for the third year, and so that's coming up pretty shortly. I'll share about that here in just a minute. But you can partner with this ministry in a couple of different ways. First, we enlist and ask for your prayer support. And so if you would like to be a prayer intercessor for this ministry, let me know at pureprairie@hotmail.com. That's pureprairie@hotmail.com. Just shoot me an email and let me know that you want to be a intercessor, and I'll put you on the email list and keep you up to date, up to the minute on what is happening with the ministry, the prayer needs, and the prayer requests. And so let me know if you'd be interested in that. Secondly, if you'd like to help pay for this radio airtime or make contributions to go to the Crusades in Kenya or to help pay for the expenses of other ministry endeavors such as church revivals or revivals into the prison, we could certainly appreciate your support in that way, to send a contribution. Whether it is small, just a few dollars, or $5, $10, or a large contribution, maybe you want to give $100 or $500 or $1,000, whatever the Lord puts it on your heart. And I want you to know, brothers and sisters, that this ministry is a bare bones ministry. We don't have a lot of bureaucratic administrative overhead or anything of that nature. And so your money will be used wisely, your money will be used efficiently. And it will go to bring the lost into the kingdom, and it will go to bring pastors training and teaching and make disciples of those who are already saved. And so we just ask you to pray about your part, not only in your prayer support, but also your financial contributions to help move the kingdom of God forward in that way. Well, as I said before, we're going to Africa again this year for the third year, and the itinerary is set. You can go to my website, gatheroutcast.com, and look at some videos of last year's crusades. It will be similar to that, only this year we're going to Mumias in western Kenya, a city of 30,000, and we're going to conduct a five-day crusade there and have pastor training for 100 pastors or so. And also from there, we're going to Goma, G-O-M-A, in the Democratic Republic of Congo, over on the east side of the Congo. And again, another five-day crusade in an indoor arena this time. And then we're going to have pastor training for 400 to 500 pastors with their wives. And so it's going to be a historic event over there in Goma. And in addition to the crusades in Goma, I have an appointment to meet with the governor of North Kivu State in the Republic of Congo, and I'm going to discuss with him resource development in his state. And in addition to that, I'll be meeting with the secretary or the minister of agriculture of North Kivu to talk about the potential for organic farming in North Kivu region, which is a mineral-rich region, and it also is a region that has plentiful rainfall, good soils, and so the potential for organic agriculture exists there as well. And so there's a lot of exciting things happening, a historic mission not only to win souls into the kingdom of God and to take territory back from what the devil has stolen in the Congo due to war and strife and rebellion, but also to move that place forward, move that region forward, and develop the mineral resources, of which it is a mineral rich area with gold and diamonds and many precious metals used in computer screen manufacture. And so all of this God has placed there, and he wants the kingdom to be blessed by it. He wants the kingdom to benefit from it. And so we are being given the opportunity to go in there and help rebuild this nation, which has been war-torn and which has had lots of strife in the past, but is now starting to develop its resources. And so we're being given an opportunity to go in and rebuild the walls of Jerusalem, you might say, or rebuild the walls of Goma and the North Kivu region, and put that money back into the kingdom to be built so that the kingdom can benefit, the kingdom can be blessed in the name of Jesus. And we just thank God for the open door and the opportunity that he has given us to do that. Well, if you'd like to partner with us in any way, once again, the mailing address, Box 92, Norton, Kansas, 67654. That's Gathered the Outcast Radio Ministry, Box 92, Norton, Kansas, 67654. And the website, GatheredTheOutcast.com. That's GatheredTheOutcast.com. And we're going to be posting on the website more up-to-date itinerary, and also you can see or hear radio messages there posted on the internet. And in addition to that, you can link to a blog, jimrao.blogspot, where I'll be posting stories from Kenya. I'll be posting updates from Kenya and from the Republic of Congo on the blog. That's jimrao.blogspot.com. And you can get to the blog from the website. You can also get to the website from the blog. And so take advantage of those resources. There's no charge to any of it. Everything there is free. On the blog, there's 265 teachings, gifts of the Holy Spirit, spiritual warfare, sexual immorality, prophetic dreams and visions, and other subjects and topics that you'll be interested in and you will want to look up. So again, the website, GatherTheOutcast.com, and the blog, JimRao.blogspot.com. You can email me at pureprairie@hotmail.com, and pray about your part in partnering with this ministry. Pray about your part in helping to contribute to move the kingdom forward over in Africa. And I would just ask you, brothers and sisters, to pray about, is a soul in Africa is worth as much as a soul here in America? Well, I believe it is, and I believe God wants us to reach out to them and help them in their poverty, and we have plenty, and they have little. And so God's plan is that we help them with our abundance and help those who have little and help those who have lack. And so in our abundance, we can share with them what we have been blessed by the Lord. Well, we're going to talk about that in the message today. The message is on the joy of giving, and I'm going to share with you some scripture and what God thinks about giving and his attitude toward giving, his ideas of how to give and what to give. And so we'll take that up in just a minute right after our prayer time. Father God, we thank you for this day. We thank you for your Son, Jesus. We thank you for the blessing to be able to come into the hearts and lives of people out there today, Lord, to speak your word across the airwaves. And we just pray, Lord, you meet people wherever they're at, whatever they need, Lord, that you would provide it through this message. If they need healing, if they need encouragement or strengthening, Lord, you provide that. If they need rebuke or instruction, teaching, Lord, you provide that. And we just thank you for this time, this blessed time to come and speak your truth. Lord, we thank you for the open doors, not only into the prison, but across the nations and even clear unto the far corners of the world, into the Republic of Congo and in Kenya, Tanzania, Uganda, Rwanda, the different places we're going to be going. And so we just thank you, Lord, for the open doors. I pray for provision, that we would be lacking in nothing, Lord, that we would have no lack. And I pray for safety, for safe travel, for good health. And I pray most of all for souls to come into the kingdom. I ask you to bless the people that are going to receive the message. And Lord, just anoint the words, anoint the ministry. And we just thank you again that you have brought us to this place where we can share the message that Jesus saves, share the message of the gospel with the people over there in Africa, those precious souls. And I thank you for the abundance of offerings that have come in, and I pray for more, Lord, that the people here would share with great joy that which the Lord has blessed them with. And we just thank you for all the provision, Lord, and we thank you for the opportunity, the open doors that you have given us. We pray for the meetings with the governor of North Kivu, and we ask you to bless those meetings, that there would be prosperity and potential blessings come out of those. And we just thank you again for all of the open doors, Lord. We pray all these things in your precious holy name. Amen, amen, and amen. Once again, this is Jim Rau, your host, Gather the Outcast Radio Ministry. We're going to talk about the joy of giving today. And I want to say from the get-go, from the start here, brothers and sisters, that God's economy does not operate as man's economy. Man's economy operates in accumulation, in the ability to work and earn, and sometimes not even to work. Some people are fortunate, I guess you would say, or have some type of blessing, such as a gambling or an inheritance, or some way that they've accumulated money, even illegally in some cases. They've accumulated money and they're able to spend it just in many times a selfish way, and hoard money for themselves, put it in a bank or an interest, or bury it in a hole and hope no one finds it. And so man's economy operates much differently than God's. God's economy is predicated and operates solely on the idea of giving out of your abundance, giving out of your abundance. And when you do that, when you give, you cannot outgive the Lord. You cannot give more than the Lord gives. And so when you give, you are blessed. When you give, God adds to it, he multiplies it, and God takes what you have offered and what you will offer, and he multiplies it, and he puts his blessing on it, and it causes it to work for the kingdom. It causes it to bring glory for the kingdom. And you know, the Bible says that God owns all the cattle on a thousand hills, and that's very true. He does. He owns everything that you own, everything that you think you own, God owns it. Everything that you think you have in the bank, it's God's. He's given you the power to make wealth. He tells us in Deuteronomy 8, when he warned the Israelites they were going into the promised land, and God basically warned them, and he said, don't get too proud about what you see there. Don't get too proud about the fact that this is all the wealth of the Canaanites is going to fall into your hands, because God says, I'm the one who gives you the ability to make wealth, and I am the one who is blessing you. And so it is with our lives too, brothers and sisters, that we are blessed by the Lord. We're blessed to have resources here in America. We're blessed to have good business opportunities here. We're blessed to have good educational opportunities and ways that we can allow our finances to multiply through banks and investments and all of these things. And so God has blessed us, and many people here have an abundance. Many people have many blessings of material wealth, and so God wants us to share those with those who are in need. Well, I'm going to start with a couple of scriptures here from Proverbs that gives an idea. This was the wisdom of Solomon. It gives an idea of God's attitude towards giving. He says in Proverbs 11:24, there is one who scatters yet increases all the more, and there is one who withholds what is justly due, but it results only in want. And verse 25, the generous man will be prosperous, and he who waters will himself be watered. And so Solomon spoke that it is the generous man will be prosperous, and he will be watered by the Lord. So as he gives, it shall be given to him. Well, Jesus had basically the same idea, and Jesus spoke it on the Sermon on the Mount in Matthew 7, verse 19. He says, do not store up for yourselves treasures upon earth, where moth and rust destroy, and where thieves break in and steal, but store up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust destroys, and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. And so Jesus said to send your treasures on to heaven. And what he meant by that was really the only money that you spend that impresses God have is that money that is spent for kingdom endeavors, kingdom pursuits. Yes, God doesn't want you to starve, and he doesn't want you to give all your money away that you're using to pay your rent or your house payment. But many people spend way over their basic needs. They spend money frivolously. They spend money foolishly. They have many things that really they don't need, many things that they waste money on, and much of it goes to rust. Much of it decays. Much of it turns to moth-eaten powder, and much of it is rusted and eventually breaks down to nothing. And so Jesus said, if you store up for yourself treasure in heaven, where the moths can't get it, and where the rust won't destroy it, and where the thieves can't steal it, if you store up for yourself treasures in heaven, then that money will be multiplied by the Lord, and that money will amount to everything that God wants to add to it. He will see that there is nothing wasted. He will see that the thief doesn't steal any of it, that the devil doesn't waste any of it. And so if you think about your expenditures, brother and sister, if you think about what it is that God has given you, the blessings that he has given you, and how you can repay, God wants you to put that money into a kingdom pursuit. And I'm not necessarily saying give it to Gather the Outcast Ministry. That's not the focus of this message. If God puts it on your heart to give to this ministry, praise the Lord, and I'll be grateful for that. And I can assure you that it will be put to good use. But if you have some other ministry that God has you focus on, or brings to your mind, or brings to your foresight, why, give into that ministry, sow into that ministry. There's many good ministries out there, and God will bless you if you just put your money into the kingdom pursuit and put it in the kingdom of heaven and store it up for yourself, a treasure in heaven, and there your heart will be also. In other words, he's saying, follow the money trail. Follow the money. Where you spend your money, where you put your money, that tells a lot about your heart. And so if your heart is for the kingdom of God, if you're gathering for the kingdom of God, you're going to want to sow into the kingdom. You're going to want to bless those who